This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Guinean army colonel has gone on state television to say that President Alpha Conde's government has been dissolved, along with the Constitution. The announcement Sunday in the West African nation came after hours of heavy gunfire had erupted near the presidential palace in the capital. The army colonel on TV said the country's land borders were being closed for a week. He made no mention of Conde's whereabouts. The defense ministry earlier had claimed the attack on the presidential palace had been thwarted, even though there were no signs of Guinea's 83-year-old leader. The colonel said, quote, "The duty of the soldier is to save the country," and added that the country had been impoverished for too long. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday called for a dialogue with the Taliban as the hardline Islamists finalize a new government that will set the tone for their rule in Afghanistan. The Taliban swooped into power in Afghanistan 3 weeks ago, prompting a hurried effort by Western states to evacuate their citizens and Afghans who had worked for their armies and aid organizations. Afghanistan's new rulers have promised a more, quote, inclusive government that represents Afghanistan's complex ethnic makeup, though women are unlikely to be included at the top levels. While the West has adopted a wait-and-see approach to the group, there are some signs of engagement with the new leaders gathering pace. Earlier on Sunday, a Taliban spokesman had told a newspaper the Taliban wanted, quote, strong and official diplomatic relations with Germany. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow VOA on the Voice of America mobile app. This is VOA News.